The earthquake in China and the cyclone in Myanmar have dominated our coverage over the past 10 days, and with good reason. They're both stories that affect millions of people. But we want to take a few moments now to catch you up on some of the stories that have slipped off the front pages. There has been no let-up in Iraq, for instance. U.S. troops are backing Iraqi forces in Mosul. They're going house to house to root out local militants in the country's third largest city. Meanwhile, in Baghdad's Sadr city, seven people died last night in fighting between Shiite militiamen and government forces. In western Afghanistan, a suicide bomber disguised in a burqa blew himself up in a crowded bazaar today. That blast killed several police officers and civilians. In Zimbabwe, in southeast Africa, the opposition is lashing out against the government of President Robert Mugabe for its plan to delay a runoff election. The government says the runoff could be put off until the end of July, 4 months after Mugabe's apparent first-round defeat. Police in Italy have arrested hundreds of Romanians and North Africans in a crackdown on illegal immigration and crime. The new government of Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi made crime a central issue in recent elections. Oil prices surged nearly $2 a barrel today as the U.S. dollar continued its fall against the euro. The dollar's decline has been one of the driving forces behind the price of oil, pushing it to record highs. Meanwhile, a top American oil executive says the price of gasoline in the U.S. has now climbed to the point where people will begin to drive less. And finally, this week the U.S. government concluded that the survival of the polar bear is threatened by global warming. The Interior Department put the bear on the endangered species list, accepting what biologists have been saying for years, that the polar bear faces extinction because of the rapid melting of the Arctic sea ice.